Okay, good morning to brother and sister in Christ. And, I'm a soft-spoken person, so sorry. I shared this sermon with you all, with someone before, and it is called the When God Gave Them Up. When God gave them up. Romans chapter 1, verse 24 to 32. Romans chapter 1, verse 24 to verse 32. Shall we read responsively? Okay, responsively. And the Bible reads, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own body between themselves.
The truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever.
Amen. For this cause God gave them up also unto vile affection, for even their women did change natural use into that which is against nature.
Likewise also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burning the lust one towards another, men with men, looking that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boaster, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents.
Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful.
Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, and not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful for your presence this moment. We are so thankful for your truth, your words. You know the hearts of your people. You know the hearts of the world. Father, we pray that thou use your word to encourage us, Lord, to reach out to the lost one. Even we pray that this moment your spirit be our teacher, guide us through. The Lord God, what we say is what we hear here, will bring honor to His holy name. And we pray, Lord God, amen. If one has not really received you as your personal Savior, we just will pray that today be a day of salvation. And we pray, Lord God, that will continue to use your servant to honor your own name. Father, we pray that everything and every facet of this Sunday school or learning time, may your spirit guide us through and fill us up, Lord, so that we can concentrate our mind, our heart on Thee and Thee alone. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the gift of our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. And we pray in His wonderful name. Amen. The children's excited. Amen. Okay, we are dealing with a theme that is called the divine wrath against sin. Define divine wrath against sin. See, God is, in this passage, we can see the results of man's rebellion against God. You pay attention to verse 24, and it says, God also gave them up. And you come to verse 26, God gave them up. And you come to verse 28, God gave them over. Wow, it's a serious note here. Serious, serious word. There's a limit to patience and the long-suffering of God. Sometimes we take for granted that God is love, merciful, long-suffering. But definitely there's a limit. Because we know that there's a great white throne judgment. That's the limit. God has to stop somewhere. It cannot continue. If not, everyone can continue in sin forever. But God has to do something. And we are surrounded by millions of people who have abandoned to the lifestyle they have chosen over God, by the way. So God has to give them up. It's not that God wants to give them up. God wants everyone to become His children, right? At least His child. And with this in mind, let's look into the sobering verses and try to learn a little more. Why did man rebel? The result of man rebelling or sin. Okay, verse 24 and 25. I hope this will be your Sunday school style. You get any question, you can go ahead and ask me. Okay, and especially in verse 24. Wherefore, God also gave them up. Have you... You see the verse, the first word is wherefore. God has no choice. God has no choice. See, God did not force them to come to know Him. God did not force any one of us to come to know Him. But it comes to a point of time when the choice that we have, God has no choice. As if no avenue to go, but give us up. I thank God that God chosen us long before the establishment of this earth. But most importantly, okay, that we know that there are people who have choices that is against God. In verse 24, it's very clear, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own body between themselves. See, man chose sin over God. Again, here people say, because I was born like that, that's why I sin. No, it's a choice. It's a choice. Choose sin. Because sin is bound up in his own heart. In Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. And this was the word of God, okay? In verse 19 to verse 20. For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defy a man, but to eat with unwashed hand defile not a man. They will argue again. How come your disciples is eating with unclean hand? And Jesus had to say, it is from your heart. It's a choice. Okay. And in James chapter 1 verse 14, James chapter 1 verse 14, we know that when the writer James himself wrote this verse, he knows the heart of man, okay? And he said in 1:14, Bibles read, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. He was tempted by his own lust. Not because somebody going in, because there's lust inside. There's inside something, there's problem with him. And his choice. The natural man will always choose his sin over the will of God. Even the word of God, the purpose of God too. And we know that You notice in the more a man seek to honor himself, okay, by exalting his will over God, okay, the more dishonorable he becomes. That is very true. When he chooses sin over relationship with the living God. I thank God most of us here are Christians. And the moment you choose the relationship with the living God, I think God will bless you. The moment you choose relationship with the world, you have a problem. Definitely have a problem. And you see, when you choose a relationship with the world, what the words are doing, the sinful nature grows more corrupt still. Why did I say that? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Okay, this is in front is talking about a positive that he put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. See, the old man is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Actually, the words, the meaning is present passive participle. Okay, you know English word, okay, participle. It means actually literally corrupting, continuing. It's getting worse and worse. Okay, the Chinese Bible actually connote more clearly. Mi huo jian jian bai huai. It continues. Okay? It's growing more and more corrupt. And the Bible says that, okay? And we know that. So every trail of old man is crummy, inflated like rotting waste, corpse. It's getting smellier. Okay, it stinks, you continue to stink. It cannot get better. You put how many perfumes, it still stinks. So you see, the substance of man sinful is based on his way, sinful choice. His sinful choice. That's what choice. And let's come to verse 25. Romans. Back to Romans 1:25. And I hope you can see. In verse 25, it says, who changed the truth into a lie? Who changed the truth? It's the man that changed the truth. You can tell them something, they can tell the truth, okay? You change the truth into lie. And worship and serve the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. See, since man refused to live by God's law, I mean, in verse 18 we know about for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Okay, he refused to live by God's law. He invent his own law, right? You don't live by God's law, definitely invent by his own law. The world's law. See? The result is that man invent his own God too. And own God is what? Self. Okay, I think we tend to worship ourselves more than anything. We put ourselves up in the pedestal higher than God, definitely. So here is very clearly, you see, the chief God is usually being the self. God called the behavior is exchanging a truth for a lie. That is called exchanging a truth for a lie. God is God. He cannot be replaced. The moment you replace him with self, that becomes a lie, no more a truth. Okay? So very clear. Men treat that which is living helpful, vital for that which is dead, harmful and vain. Okay, we know that. Why does man do this? Because he still possesses and desire, overwhelming desire to worship. Then he become worshipping who? Worshipping self. Okay, which means self. So this is the substance of their sinful rebellion. The substance is there. It is not something that God put it there. God did not put it there. The moment that Adam failed God, okay, and fall away, and from generation onward, we have that sin. And again, we have to deal with it. We cannot put it on, and it will grow and grow, and it will cause us to go against God. Okay? But Bible says that many of time, because we go against God, in verse 25, we change the truth of God into a lie. Be careful. That is the substance. Okay, why did brother so want to bring up today? That you know that our relatives, our friends, our colleagues out there, they are like that. They need Christ. Okay, it's going to remind us that they really need Christ. We come to verse 26 to 27. For that cause God gave them up unto vile affection. You know, when I read this verse, it hurt me. That God come to a point he had to give the human race up. God who loves us so much. Suddenly you say, I have no choice but to give them up. You know, it saddened his heart. We know that this verse 26 to 27 mostly talk about homosexuality. Okay. You see, God is a holy God. He cannot remain in the midst of sins, especially homosexuality. Yes, he's talking about homosexuality. But there are other sins that God too. God doesn't want us to be involved into. You see, that symbol of man's sin is what? Man's attractions are sickening to God. You see, why did Paul on the right about homosexuality? I think he said, it's sin, yes, but there is a depth of sin. The depth of sin. I know there's no different variation of sin, but he's telling the depth of sin. Think that. Because they are given to this, when he talk about homosexuality, he got the depth of depravity of us. Okay, we know that Singapore is slowly coming up, allowing all these things happening. Okay? And it will become law, allowing them. It's a matter of time. If the society continues, proceed without God. You see, when we find this type of thing, we feel that it's abominable and utterly sinful. And I hope we find this way. I hope all Christians have this type of feeling. When someone sins, depth in depravity, definitely we must have this type of feeling. God is so has the same feeling. I want to give them up. He said to say the woman or so. In verse 26. For even their woman did change the natural use things which is against nature. People like to say, men tend to be fall to sexual sin easily. But here is what they say that woman too. Okay. I heard many a time, okay, when you are say, husband, don't watch these shows. Don't watch these shows talking about these men and ladies very in a scantily dressed. Don't watch these shows. Okay? And I ask you, woman, are you all watching? So? Ladies, are we watching also? We are watching also. Men, okay, you keep your eye. Don't watch this scene. This scene is bad. But the ladies who are watching. I'm telling you, get instill their thoughts too. Yes. World can see the men. Wow. And I tell you, this is SIN too. SIN too. And regardless, that's why using, say, our TV programs, okay, out of 100%, out of the TV program, 50% of them are rotten. 50% of them are rotten. They can instill, okay, temptations in the heart of a man, of the lady too, I dare to say. So he said clearly, he said, this is the depth of depravity. And we know that a world without God, without Christ, they will be deep in depravity. So you see, their attractions definitely are sickening to God. And as you look at verse 27, the later part of verse 27, receiving in themselves that recompense of that error which was meet. See, their addiction to all this is settled down. Their choice of lifestyle is a choice. Bring his own judgment. God have to judge. You see, when God gave up someone, his addiction, okay, when he gave up someone, a big Christian, when your lifestyle has been falling and falling away, you just go, God won't repent. Their addiction to that sin becomes stronger each day. You have to bring it to the Lord and say, God, here am I. Please help me to settle it. The moment he said, no, God, you get out from here and continue my sin, your addiction will be getting stronger and stronger and stronger each day. That's why many Christians are falling apart because of this. I don't think God likes to judge us. God is a loving God. He doesn't want to judge the whole world. But because of SIN, sin, and depravity of humankind, he has no choice. But he said, I have to do something. But he gave us chance. Give us chance. See? Man's rebellion. And you come to verse 28 to 32. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Even then they did not like to retain. Okay, their decision. They have to make a decision. And they purposely say, yes, I'm not going to retain God in my knowledge. See, at this point, man's rejection of God is complete. No more God. I still remember, okay, when I was in the service. There were colleagues of mine say, I decided to go to hell. Don't talk about me, God. Don't tell me how heaven. I have to go inside. You know, in hell, I can enjoy this, enjoy that, enjoy this, enjoy that. So he have tell me many times this colleague of mine say, I'd rather go to hell. That way I can enjoy myself. You see, in heaven is no good, it's not a good place for me to go. You know why? I cannot gamble. I cannot drink wine. I cannot have parties and so forth. So when he said that, he saddened me definitely. Maybe I presented him a wrong picture of heaven. Maybe I gave him the wrong ideas. What is Christianity? But this man is responsible for his choice. He's responsible for his choice. Because he said, I'm going to hell. See, a man rejects God, God's heart has no choice but to put him. See, there will be punished one day. You see, especially while living this life, eventually he's rooted totally out of the picture of God by his vile affection. Because he's trapped in this affection, he's trapped in this thoughts that he said, Lord, I don't want God, I don't want God. He's become more, he decided on his own. As you come to verse 28, later part, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God gave them up to a reprobate mind. That refers to something that he put to test. Failed the test, has been rejected, reprobate. The word is used, reprobate is using, it's like used to refer a refining of a matters. Okay? This idea that man did not want God in the life is that this matter was refined, failed the test. Because of impurity, rejected. So when reprobate mind is, the idea is that men did not want God in their life, so they gave him, that God had given them up, okay, to the power of total depraved mind. So they are capable of doing anything that's imaginable. So as you continue on verse 28, and to do those things which are not convenient, and verse 29, he listed out all the possible sin. All the possible sin. I can tell this is not an exhaustive list. I think it is a very major one. See, we have unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. These three categories of sin encompass all those listed okay, below actually. They have covetousness, maliciousness. You know what's covetousness? An appetite for things of others. Wow, he have that. I should have that too. Covetousness. Okay. I want to be a millionaire. That's covetousness. Okay. Just now we were waiting for bus. There was a bus advertisement. No, the taxi bus. Potential millionaires on board. Potential millionaires, okay. And I look at it. Yeah, how wish I'm a potential millionaire too. Everyone want, but the moment they have desire for that, and you work towards that, it's covetousness. Then appetite. Then we have maliciousness, ill will, vengeance. Yes, these are talking about non-Christian. People gave up God. I'm asking, do we have such in our heart? Maliciousness, ill will, vengeance. Then we have envy. It is a spirit that wants not only the things that another person has, but begrudge the fact that the person has them. Envy. How can he have that? It's different from covetousness. Definitely. And it is a spirit that wants not only the thing to take away from that person, but wants him to suffer through the loss of them. That's a desire. Envy. It's a very strong word here. You see, it seems that, well, this, I'm not them. I'm not like him. Definitely I'm not. I don't envy. You sure? Are we sure about that? Murder is obvious. Debate, a spirit given to fighting. Whenever you say something, I must debate. I must fight against you. The Bible is very clear. And this is called S-I-N. Wow. This is pure old life. Malignity. A spirit do filled with evil, envy. Okay. Whisperer, gossiper, backbiters, haters of God. Wow. When it comes to haters of God, I believe is a person who hates the standards, the restriction imposed by God. And I believe all us who are saved, many a time we do not like, although we are saved, we do not like the restriction that God put on us. Yes? Agree with me? Many restrictions that God has given to us, we doesn't like it. The moment we don't like it. The moment we don't like it, or we just put and say, God, I don't want this restriction. I'd rather do my own. It's haters of God. Well, I was surprised. You know, I read through somewhere in the newspaper, someone, I don't quote me, someone, he said that God have to apologize to him. God have to apologize to him. You know that? Then he said he dreamed something, God talked to him and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter. Okay? He became a hater of God. I dare to say he's a hater of God. Despite he saying he loves God, he preached God's word, but he, in the heart, he hated God. God, you had a second to me. You apologize to me. All these things have done that you have done to me. Haters of God. Because God gave him a standard restriction. A restriction, purity. Now God, I have my own standard. I'm moving on my own standard. This is my standard for you, Lord. You take it or you leave it. But now I'm doing all this and now all this happened to me. God. By the way, the moment we put ourselves out of the restriction of God, the boundary that God gave, we are hitting his standard. Hater of God, I dare to say. Sometimes we are like that. You're not careful, we are like that. So be careful. Then the Bible said, despiteful, life of defiance, the dare God's another man to get on his own way. Okay, it's his way. Get you there? Okay, despiteful, proud, boaster, inventors of evil things, then we come to disobedient to parents. Wow, quite serious. But suddenly, disobedient to parents, put in the list. Okay. So it's very clearly obvious. A rebellious child, okay, and when he's rebellious, he's open to all kinds of sinful activities. These are lumped together in that list. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, are merciful. Too long. Actually, they describe the world in which we live in. We are living in this world. Sometimes we Christians live in this world too. This type of. Okay. We let the world standard become ours. God's standard, second. Okay. And it's seen here, it's seen in their depravity. This depravity is very clear. Well, last of not least, the verse 32. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which committed such things are worthy of death. Worthy of death. Man knows in his heart where his sin will lead. He knows. But I haven't heard about the gospel. God is not fair. I haven't heard about Jesus Christ. I'm sent to hell. It's not fair. People will tell you. Okay? Even they have not known Jesus Christ, he knows what is right, what is wrong. In Chinese, at least they are more frank about their knowledge. Because they go to the 18th level of hell. And after dying, they go 18th level of hell. Supati. They know they die, they go to hell. Separate from God. From a creator. They know that. And, but we know that, yeah. Man knows in their heart where their sin will lead. However, he chooses to sin against his own conscience and do all the sinful activity. He will pursue everything in his power for this temporal, in this temporal life. They could say, enjoy now, suffer later. This is their choice. I'm a Christian, we are different. You rather suffer now, enjoy eternity. Can we be bound by God? God give us a boundary. We walk in the boundary and not walk outside the boundary. Walk in the boundary and you've got freedom. You're free to walk in the boundary of righteousness. But many a time we chose to go out. Very dangerous. But as you read these whole chapters, these few verses. Because in verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I don't know about you, but it's kind of, to me, it's troubling. It's a harsh but true reality. That those who reject God will ultimately be rejected by God. How many of friends, relatives, colleagues, who openly rejected God? You are hearing me? A place called hell. This group of people, they share their conscience in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience sheared with a hot iron. When your conscience is sheared, there's no more feeling. You are insensitive to many, many things. You are insensitive to the truth. When someone willing to give up to depravity, vile things, give, and sinful things. Okay, Bible said what? Very clear. It's sheared by hot iron, no more feeling. I know that God is a God of love, God of mercy, God of grace, God of long-suffering. But many a time we forgot that God is God of holiness, justice, judgment, and God of wrath. A holy wrath. There is a price for rejecting him. You know, in Africa, I know you look at ants. Ants, in Africa, there's a special colonies of ants. And these colonies of ants is fantastic. They bore their underground tunnel. They like bore underground tunnel. This is the underground where the young, their queen, live. There's only one queen in one colony. Even though this ant baby are distant, going for, foraging for food, they can sense that their queen is being attacked or being killed or doing something happened to the queen. They will become extremely nervous, uncoordinated, if she is killed. Lost sense of directions. They become frantic, rush around aimlessly until they die. It's a colony of ants in Africa. Well, it's an illustration when someone rejected God in his life. He'll be frantic. One day he will die. Aimlessly, there's no more aim because he rejected God. This is no leadership because he doesn't want God. So, I thank God for this short lesson, and I hope it will encourage you. Think for your friends. Think for your relatives. Think for your colleagues. They are the one who have been doing all this, I can tell you. Last time we were like that, right? But God chose us. Appoint us, and he give us chance. You say, yes, Lord, I'm not going to be stubborn. I'm going to choose you. Praise God, we were saved there today. And God wants our relatives, friends, colleagues, to have a chance. Don't let them to have a time where they say, Lord, I don't want God anymore. Christian, we all too. Sometimes we may come to a point we reject God. God is working in our life. He said, no. It's dangerous. Okay? God gave them up. God really gave them up. But God doesn't want to do it. I stress it. God doesn't want to do it. But God has to, because He's a holy God. Thank God for this short lesson. If you have any question, you can go and ask. Okay? Please, any question? So, you see, it's based on their sinful choice, not because God's choice, okay? It's choice of them, and it changes. And then, and we know that God, man's sins are sickening to God, for sure. He cannot just take sin. And, but man's addiction is continuous. His addiction is continuous. So, how to go about? Definitely, we have to do something. Help them out. Help them out. Okay? And the scope of their rebellion is, we can see in this decision, in their depravity, God has no choice, and even their destiny. So, but remember, God is a God of holiness. Okay? When you think of His long suffering, but He's holy too. When you talk of His love, He's just also. We talk about His mercy. He's a God of judgment too. We talk about, think about His grace. Remember, He's a God of wrath against sin. Do not separate them. The moment you separate them, you may misalign yourself wrongly. Other people like the God of love, mercy, grace, long suffering, so we can use all kinds of things to propagate this Christianity. We forgot that He's a God of holiness, God of judgment, justice, God of wrath. Cannot. Our God is a complete God. A God who is full of mercy and full of judgment. He has to be angry at sin. If my God is up there, when he look at Brother Su doing sin, he say, okay, it's okay, I'm long-suffering. Okay, accept you, long-suffering. I will not believe in this God. He must be a God of wrath. He's angry at my sin. He has to. If he doesn't, now, my soul don't become a Christian. You know what I mean? It's very important. Do not look at God as only one-sided. Look at God in completeness. You worship God, you got to worship God in completeness and not one side. And here it's very clear. It's God have no choice. But God gave them up because of their vile affections and rebellions. Okay? If you have any question? See, for us Christians, when we look at this passage, what would you feel? How would you feel? That was me last time, right? And God gave them up. That should give you some very strong signal. Telling you, one day God gave them up. My relative, my friends, my colleagues. God one day give them if they continue in this. What am I supposed to do? You could spur, you should spur you. Go on, preach the gospel. Reach out to them. Get them saved. Because God's judgment one day will fall on them. And here he emphasized three times, okay? God also gave them up. God gave them up. God gave them over. Wow. Three emphases. The judgment will happen soon. That will encourage people to go on. And I hope it encouraged me for sure. Lord, yes, last time was like that. Now you say, thank you. Yeah, I have friends in this category. Lord, I pray to God, don't give them up. Give me a chance to reach out to them. Application. I hope you will do that, okay?
Mr. Gold.